Hello, and welcome to Streamglobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
The Way to Kingdom Greatness, Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Luke chapter 12, verse 30 to 31. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. I have just read from the King James Version. I was recently in a church camp in Nigeria, where I saw a number of people coming to pray in the day and at night. As I rejoiced before the Lord for such a place and the people who came seeking the Lord in prayer and fasting, the Lord pointed to me that many of them really didn't come to seek Him, but to seek things through Him. The summary of most prayers was, "More money, Lord," while it should have been, "More of you, Lord." If half of the people praying and fasting in Nigeria are actually seeking the Lord and His kingdom, that nation would have been much better and the people much more prosperous. Those who seek the kingdom of God seek to please Him in all things. They bring their weaknesses before the Lord until they receive strength to be overcomers. They seek to always be filled with the Holy Spirit, who administers the realities of God's kingdom within us. I have come to realize that God wants us to love Him. The first commandment that we have is that we love the Lord our God with all our hearts. Paul had very strong words for believers who do not love the Lord. You can see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22. Here he says, "Let anyone that does not love the Lord be accursed." That's the meaning of the word anathema. He understood that believers who do not love the Lord can be Satan's biggest tools against the church of Christ. The truth is that the biggest hindrance to loving God is the love of mammon. That's why Jesus says, "You cannot serve God and mammon. You will either love one and hate the other." If your life is still controlled by the love of money, you cannot love God. But if you love God and seek Him, He will provide for you all your needs. Now, those who pretend to seek God but have mammon at the back of their minds are not seeking God, but are seeking mammon. May God help us love Him in Jesus' name. God is our Father, and every father wants his children to love Him. How would you feel if you have friends or children who only made time to talk to you when they needed you to do something for them? Those who walk in the Lord's great power and glory are those who seek the Lord and make time to commune with Him. They are those who love the Lord, and they are those who are great in the kingdom of God. You see, the love that is shed abroad in our hearts makes us loving people. And it is because we love God that we can love our neighbors. Go into today remembering that those who truly seek the kingdom of God cannot lack any good thing. All the things they need will be added unto them. You can see this in Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Now, if you are listening to this audio and you need healing, you are going to receive your healing today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you so much for your healing power that is flowing even to the hearers of this devotional. I decree to you, child of God, who is listening to me, that you are healed and you are made whole. Healing is the children's bread. Every infirmity and sickness, every disease is removed from your body right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that you are healed, you are strengthened, and you are restored. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. I want to encourage you to begin to do the things you couldn't do before because you have been made whole. When you discover that you have been healed, please send us your testimony. You can see our number at the end of today's devotional text. You can send us a text message or a message on WhatsApp, or you can call us to share your testimony with us. And as you do that, your healing will indeed be perfected. Remember that that man who the Lord Jesus healed, that came back, that Samaritan, to give thanks. Jesus Christ said to him that your faith has made you whole. He received a finality and a dimension of healing that the others did not receive. The others that didn't come back to give thanks. How do you come back to give thanks today? By sending your testimonies. By testifying that this is what God has done for me. Those who receive healing from the Lord and keep it to themselves are not doing the right thing. If the Lord has healed you supernaturally, share your testimony, and it will also encourage other people and strengthen their faith. Ask the Lord today to help you seek His kingdom above all else. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Matthew chapter 1 to chapter 2. Now, this Bible plan reading is continuous. That means if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. We request that you join in sharing this devotional daily with your friends and contacts. And let us spread God's word together and touch lives together. If you wish to partner with us in this ministry, you can do so by visiting our website streamglobedevotional.com or streamglobe.org and click on the partnership link. The audio for today's yearly Bible plan reading comes up next. Matthew chapter 1 to chapter 2.
The book of Matthew. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez, the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Amminadab. Amminadab, the father of Nashon. Nashon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse. And Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon, the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asa. Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Jehoram. Jehoram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah, the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amon. Amon, the father of Josiah. And Josiah, the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel, the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abiud. Abiud, the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Akim. Akim, the father of Eliud. Eliud, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar, the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked,
"Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born.
"In Bethlehem, in Judea,"
they replied,
"for this is what the prophet has written: But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said,
"Go and make a careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
"Get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him."
So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet: "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled: "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted, because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said,
"Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who were trying to take the child's life are dead."
So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets: "He will be called a Nazarene."
Please beware of scammers. No one in Stream Globe will ever call you or send you a WhatsApp message
asking for any code or personal information or for money.
If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80 344 20 524 or +234 90 555 6538.